Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Life Tea with Angel, a place for you to sit down, have some fun discussing life, change, the interesting things happening across the New Age community, and some of those interesting people doing awesome work for you. Callers are always welcome, and I do enjoy answering your questions and giving brief readings on the air. So come on in, I invite you to sit down, pour a cup of great tea, and join me for 30 minutes of tea chat.
Hello and welcome. This is the first night of the new format, changing the days for a time that works for everyone. This is Angel. I'm so excited to be here. Here's the first readings with Angel for our month of June. And I have a lot of people on the air, so as always when I do this show, I want to make sure that I can get through as many people as possible. So I'm just going to explain a couple of things before we get started, and we're going to just jump right into it. And when I do this particular show, I try to get through as many people as possible, so I ask to keep the questions simple and direct. State your first name for me so I know who I'm talking to. Ask your question, and please, no requests for general readings, because it's very difficult to kind of manage that process in a quick and a short amount of time that we have to work together. And one question, please. If you need a follow-up, if you really have something that needs to be handled, please contact me. My website is attached to the radio page there, and you can email me or contact me by phone if you have any other questions. I'm going to try and keep everybody's content to about 3 minutes so we can get through as many as possible. There are a lot of people holding. So before I get started, I want to thank everybody for listening. I am Angel, and I love working with all of you. But everybody just take a really deep breath, just relax, sit back. I find that a lot of times when I listen to these type of shows and I do these type of shows, the program is themed and the information comes through that is not just for the person asking the question. A lot of it's for anyone who may be listening. So take a deep breath and relax and be ready to receive. And we ask for straight and concise guidance for everyone today. Thank you for holding. Who am I talking to tonight?
Hi there. Let's... It's Michelle. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Michelle. How are you tonight?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Sitting here, I'm in the Northern California Bay Area, so it's hotter than all get out. So the sun just went down.
Oh, nice.
So it's awesome. What can I do
That's
for you
awesome.
Tonight?
I'm just curious what you see for employment, please, and thank you.
Ooh, employment. I see you working really hard. It's like your hands. I see hands kind of weaving together, like, oh, any minute now something's going to break. It's just any minute now. That's what it feels like. So
okay.
What I'm getting is that it is coming, and it's kind of like if you don't force it, it comes faster. They're being asked to
okay.
step back for a minute and allow it to come through. You're almost pushing too hard because it's right in front of you. There's an opportunity that's coming to you, and you're almost missing it because you're looking so hard. Does that make sense?
Yep, it does.
So you're looking for ends meet, and what I'm getting is that you're actually looking for the answers. You're looking for that position that's going to be the position that you'll be happy in, and that's not ends meet. That's your life purpose.
Yes.
So spend this time kind of allowing yourself to grow and develop, and you'll slip into it. You're not going to go through the summer without a job. I'm being assured of that.
Okay.
You're not going to go through summer without a job. It's coming to you soon, but you do have a few more conversations to have with people, and it looks like you're
okay.
going to get called back to an opportunity that you've talked to recently. So something's going to come up, and you're going to be much happier than you were.
Awesome.
In the last that last thing. What
yeah.
was that, with that last thing? What
yeah.
was that all about? That's what I'm getting for you. So the past is the past. You're
yeah.
through with all of that. That stage of your life is over, and there's a reason everything kind of went the way it did so that you can go into the next level. So enjoy this time.
Okay.
Take advantage
Thank
of the time
you.
To kind of minister to yourself. And
yeah.
God, it looks like, you know, before July, you'll be good to go.
Okay, awesome.
Right.
Thank
Does
you
help?
So much. I appreciate that.
Thank
yes,
you.
Very much
You
so.
Have a fantastic
Thank you.
Evening. Okay, bye-bye.
And
bye.
You as well. Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye. That was a great call. I wanted to let everybody know that if you're interested in asking a question I can't get to you, you're welcome to pop a question to me on my email. My email is on the site there. And if I can't get to an email, I will cover the topic one day in one of the other shows that I do. And I am going to take my next caller right now. I can get my technology to work. Good evening. Who am I talking to?
Hi, good evening. This is Donna from California. How are you?
Hi, Donna from California. I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
What part of California are you from?
Santa Barbara.
Oh, Santa Barbara. Oh, my gosh, it's beautiful in Santa Barbara. I'm up near San Francisco, so we're...
Cool. Well, right now I'm in Ripon. Brother in Ripon, which is San Joaquin Valley near Stockton.
Yeah. I bet it's hot over there right now.
Oh, it's like 100 degrees.
No, just a little bit of warm. Just a little warm, 100 degrees. What can I do for you tonight?
My question is, I'm not in a relationship, and I wanted to know if one's coming in. I mean, I'm 62. I'd like to get married. I've never been married. I have been in relationships, but, you know, I'm at that age where, you know, I want companionship and, you know, someone that's loved.
Looking for a little love. Look at that. State your name for me again, please.
Donna.
Okay, so you're being guided to play more. You are going to connect with someone. This person's going to be kind of not your average bear, as Yogi would say. He's going to be very, how can I put this? A little different, little wild, so to speak. Kind of wanting to have a little more fun, kind of be a little edgy.
Oh,
does
I
that
like
make sense?
That. Good.
Oh, you like?
Yeah, I need that.
So it's not going to feel like this person is looking for companionship because they're kind of edgy, but it's kind of exactly what you're looking for. Just somebody who just wants to go and just do and
I love to travel.
And,
I go to countries when I can afford it. And, I'm off to Hawaii now for 3 weeks. And,
I was just about to ask you if you're going to go somewhere where there was water. Because that's where it feels like you're going to find this person.
That's what I thought.
I saw some big water, and that's where the soil. You say you're going to Hawaii?
Yes. To visit a friend of mine. I'm going to like a monk.
That sounds like that's where it's going to be. So what I want you to do is I want you to get yourself in a space where you've released all the concerns. You know, you're in a great emotional state. You're in a great physical state. It's just that you're in a space where, I'm looking for someone that I've never had. I'm looking for that great relationship. Get yourself nice and grounded and be you.
Yeah,
go
I've been
there,
meditating
be just
every...
you.
Okay. I'm meditating every day for an hour. An hour, and it goes by, a whole hour, and it's like I've been meditating for 10 minutes, and a whole hour goes by. It's amazing.
That's good. That means that you're connected. So get those chakras going in that meditation, and focus on your heart chakra, and focus on your crown chakras, and those will connect your kind of your soul, your higher self, and get you kind of nice and strong in your body, so that when you go on this trip, you're going to be nice and you're not going to be kind of worried. You don't want this person to come in your space where you're like wondering, is this the one? Because it'll kind of pull them back a little bit. Go there ready to rip in there and have a good time, and you guys will click really fast. So spend this time before you go getting in that space, and when you come back, I want you to tell me about it.
I will. I'm so excited.
I'm excited for you.
I'll let you know.
Yes, please. Okay. Yes, please. In the meantime, have a fantastic evening.
Thank you so much for calling.
You take care.
I appreciate your reading. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. And I'm going to go and take another call. Before I do, I have to acknowledge something somebody just handed me. My Golden State Warriors won this evening. That's amazing. So I wanted to say congratulations to our Warriors. What a wonderful way to go into the next caller. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Who am I talking to?
Hi, my name's Lori.
Hi, Lori. How are you tonight?
I'm okay.
Just okay. Okay. Well, talk to me. What's going on?
I'm wondering about what's going to happen with my car. I I bought this car a year ago because this other kid totally destroyed my car, so I had to get something safe to drive, and I thought I was getting something safe at the car dealership, and then I told them about these noises and stuff, and they told me they didn't know what it was, you know, and it made me feel dumb. And so then I started getting things checked out more because the battery went dead and I was stranded for a little while, and I was like, I better get a car. And then I found out there's all these things, like steering pumps, the shock, the muffler.
Yeah. I was looking at that, and you ever see that old movie? It's not that old. I'm feeling old now, but The Money Pit with I think Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And that's what the car. That's what the car feels like. It's like it looked really great, and it looked like it solved every problem. But then when you got it, it was like all this stuff, and it still feels like you haven't discovered all the stuff that's wrong with it.
Oh,
and
wow.
Unfortunately, it feels like that you were just given a car that had issues. So you're being asked to do two things. You're being asked to challenge them where you got the car a little more. Don't let them make you feel anything more than who you are, which is a powerful person. They're not.
Yeah, I called the general manager. I finally called the general manager.
What did he say to you? What did the general manager say?
He said he would look at it personally, and he would make me some kind of deal.
Hold him to that, okay? Hold him
okay.
to that, because it's not that they did or did not sell you a lemon. It's that this car just had stuff wrong with it, and they may not have known. It doesn't feel like they were trying to cheat you. It just feels like it is what it is. But right now, some of them are trying to bully you because, you know, you're not standing really strong in your space. You're allowing them to make you feel a certain way, and you kind of walk away and then process it and then get up the courage and then call them back. It's almost like this is a process that you have to go through to get to the next level of your life. You have to stop letting people bully you, right? Because you're amazing. Because you are. You're amazing. And so take that energy, like, I am amazing. And I deserve a fair car that does what I need it to do. I paid my money. You know, I need a car to get me from here to there because I have a life and I have things I want to do. When this is all said and done with, you're going to have a solution that you're going to be very happy with. But this is more of a milestone for you in your process of stepping up and standing up for yourself, because you're being called to do that more. You're a strong individual, and they want you to stand in that. So look at it like a test. Pass the test, hold them accountable so that you can get this dealt with, and you're actually going to be in a different vehicle before the end of the year. So the vehicle is just the thing. Yeah, you will. You'll be in a different vehicle before the end of the year, but you got to get past this point. So hold him to his promise. Don't be afraid to reach out to someone for assist. If you have access to someone that knows a little bit about cars, that can either go with you or something like that, don't be afraid to engage with that person if you feel like you need somebody standing next to you, but don't let them bully you.
Okay.
Because there's definitely something wrong with that, with the car, and they want to fix it, but they don't want to fix it. You know, they want to, but they don't want to.
Yeah.
So what do you
I was
do?
Just wondering if I should get all those repairs done on it or not.
You should go to them and hold them accountable.
Okay.
He's going to give you.
I thought about looking in. Talking to, getting some free lawyer advice too.
That would help. Whatever you need to do, like I said a moment ago, don't be afraid to get some assistance.
Okay.
Whatever you need to do to make yourself feel comfortable and calm and strong in that space, if that will help you, then yes, do that. But you're being called to stand. If you step up in front of them and hold them accountable, they're gonna take care of their responsibility. And
okay.
So as long as it doesn't drain you financially, don't let anybody drain you financially. Okay. So if it's a legal aid situation, go ahead and take advantage of it. Get your information, but have the meeting with the manager of the business and make sure he does his part to be responsible for this. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
And call me back and email me or something. Let me know how it went. So I would like to know how you did.
Okay. Thank
okay?
you. I'll do that. Yeah, thank you.
All righty, sweetie. Do you feel better a little bit?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Stay strong. Stay strong.
Okay.
Take a deep breath and know that it's going to be okay in the end. Just stand by your position. Stand strong in your space, and it'll be okay on the other side. You got everything in your favor. The only thing you need to do is stand up, and you're going to be fine. All right?
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Have a good
Bye-bye. Awesome calls today. I'm going to take the next caller because I have even more callers now. So here we go. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. My name's Allison.
Allison, you're welcome. Allison, how can I help you tonight?
I am looking for a second part-time job. I need to get
okay.
my money flowing, and I need to find some work that is meaningful to me.
So the first thing I'm being kind of inspired to ask you here is, you know, there's like some writing that needs to happen. It's like you have this engagement with writing, and it doesn't look like you're doing that. Engaging with that more will give you part-time. So I don't know if it's writing. I'm trying to look at this to see if it's writing in a newspaper. I don't know what it is. But does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, that's really where I am focusing on in terms of, just many levels. But yes, that's what I want to do. That's what I am supposed
okay.
to be doing.
That's what you're supposed to be doing. So great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That was really clear.
Yeah.
I like it when it comes really,
yeah.
really clear. So you're being asked to look to that. So look into some freelance, use the local resource boards like Craigslist or what have you, and find projects to get you writing and see where you can engage with getting your process out in the media somehow, because that's what it looks like you're supposed to be doing. Someone who can give you, it may seem like a little bit at first, but it will come more, it will flow more freely. And one of the main reasons it'll flow more freely is because it's what it's your heart, it's your soul, and you'll do it with passion. So two things, look to see what's out there in this area and then put yourself out there. So they keep showing me Craigslist. So it's like look to see if there are gigs on Craigslist and then post your services. And it feels like the writing is both what you want to write and assisting people to write. Does that make sense?
You know, I'm looking online. I live in a small town. I've had some really, really, really crappy experiences with Craigslist. So that is not a good resource. But I have been looking online for freelance work for many, many months, and nothing has come through. I'm really discouraged. I need to go online because, again, I live in a small town, so there's not a lot of
yeah.
this kind of opportunity. You know,
right.
I have to look online, and that's fine by me. I don't mind doing that. I'm good at working at home or in cafes and things like that. I have a lot of self-discipline, but, you know, it's not for lack of effort, I will tell you that. And I'm really discouraged because I have so much talent. I'm so good at what I do, and I wish somebody would just appreciate that.
Right. I feel that. I totally feel that. And what I'm getting is, again, it's not about your community. It's about expanding beyond your community so you're on the right track there. Even with the resources on Craigslist, you can reach outside of your community on Craigslist. That's just the thing that came to me. It's not the only resource out there. Making your presence known, I'm trying to see what this if I have something here on my website, I was just going to look at it. Making yourself present for other people. Do you have a website?
You mean like a professional website?
Just a website.
No.
It doesn't have to be super professional. Or a Facebook page
that
you put together.
A blog.
That's perfect.
That's personal. That is personal. That is not a business. That is not to offer services. That is purely personal. And that is going to say that way.
Yeah, it's you need to. Can you create a secondary one that's more professional?
I could, but then it's a matter of trying to get people to find it, and that's even harder than applying for jobs.
Well, it's
honest,
about
no?
getting samples of your. It's about getting samples of your work so people can see what you do, right? And then, do you guys have? I'm trying to think of that newspaper. What I want you to do, because I have a couple of links I can send you. I have a client who does kind of some of this stuff, and she has some references that she's given me. If you do me a favor and just email me on my website, I'll send you a couple of links to some places that you can tap into. But what I'm asking about the blog, if you could put just some blogs together to show your – you want to show your skill so they can see what you do, because you're absolutely right. Your private stuff should stay private. But just some things that you can put out there, say, here's some samples of my work, and they can see you doing that. And then what I'll do is I'll send you those links. But we need to get you in a space where you're not so frustrated so it can flow, because I can feel that frustration.
Yeah.
Do that for me, and I'll send you that information. But know that something is going to be coming through. You've got about another couple months of feeling like it's just never going to end. And then it's going to open up for you. And it's going to first trickle through, but then it's going to come through more readily. So you're being asked to have patience. Be patient, okay?
Like 10 years
I know,
of
she
patience.
Says, patience,
okay, that's,
patience
yeah.
is my middle name, she says.
Yes, I
well,
do.
Gonna
send me... my first name.
So you're going to send me that email?
Yes, I am. I got your website going on right now.
Perfect. Send me an email, and when I get that email, I may not be tonight because I got the show, and then I got to go meditate.
Sure.
But I'll promise I'll send you an email with a couple of links that should help you out. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a fantastic evening.
Okay.
Bye bye. Great call. I'm going to take the next caller now. Good evening. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine.
Who am I speaking to?
My name is Chanel.
Chanel?
Yes.
How can I help you tonight? What question can I answer for you tonight?
Well, I'm trying to move, and I was wondering, do you see me move it into a house or an apartment?
House or an apartment? Oh, my goodness. Let's see. That's interesting. So it looks like a... it's like a townhouse. It's like a house, but it's an apartment. But it's kind of interesting. But it's a little in a happier, kind of more meditative, more a serene space, less crazy.
Okay.
But it feels like it's your space. So I guess I'm wondering, are you looking to buy a place right now? Is that what you're trying to do?
No, but... maybe the opportunity will somehow present itself. I don't know. Or maybe it's like a rent to own. No, I was looking to rent in a house. I was looking to rent in a house, you know, somewhere secluded from me. But you're saying I'm going to find an apartment that will be nice, that will be suitable for what I'm looking for. Is that what
you're saying? Yeah, it feels like it's like a townhouse. It's like a condo is what I'm seeing, but it's definitely in a less hectic area. There seems to be like some trees and grass and animals and not like cars.
Oh, that's what I'm looking for.
Noise.
Yeah.
Not buses and crazy, and that's what it feels like. I was gonna say, be open when you see it, because it may not fit what you've got going in your head, but it's where you're supposed to be, and it does feel like your stamp is on it. So this looks like an opportunity for ownership or something. That's why I asked that question. Looks like the turn of the year. So it might take you a little time to make this work. So get yourself together. And I say the turn of the year, we're talking December, January.
Mm-hmm.
Which means you got to get all your stuff together now and get yourself focused and take care of the little things that you got going on so that you can be ready.
Okay.
To move forward and put some money aside. Work on saving, because it looks like you may get an opportunity to step into this place. You want to be ready to do that.
Okay, so you see me moving directly from this place into that place? Because I was going to move within the next 2 months, but you're saying at the end of the year.
This place, the ideal scenario you're looking for, it looks like the end of the year. So if you pull it in faster, you know, God bless you, good for
right.
you. It's awesome.
<Right.
laughs> But what I'm looking at the turn of the season is what I'm seeing.
Okay.
Going into, that's what it looks like to me. And I also see, like, the holiday energy around it. So, like, the end of Christmas, which is December, January.
Right.
I don't think, it doesn't feel like you're going to move away from where you are as quickly as you wish to.
Why?
But you will be moving out of there. Because you want to get it together. It feels like you're going to pause for a minute. You've got some details you need to iron out. It just feels like it's more complicated as you get to the point where you move out. That's what
oh,
it
really?
Feels like to me. Yeah. Don't be disappointed because it's not bad.
Right.
It's not bad.
God's
you're just disappointed enough. Because, you, yeah, just take it, just go with it. It's all good.
Okay.
It's not,
all right.
It's not bad. So just don't rush it, okay, because it's coming the way you want it to come. If you rush it, you'll be disappointed. So let the stuff move in the direction at the speed that the plan is moving you towards, and you're going to be exactly where you want to be.
Okay.
All okay?
Right. So,
all right.
All right. Thank
let
you.
Me know
bye.
How it goes, all right? You're welcome.
I will. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I have time for one more call, maybe. Let me see if I can't take care of one more person. Good evening. This is Angel. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Angel. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Tony. And I'm going to go
Hi.
Ahead. I have a question. What do you see for me? There was this person that I went out with maybe a couple of times, and we kind of like haven't spoken for like 4 days, and I wanted to see what the situation was between us.
You have a first,
you know?
Give me a first name. Give me the person's first name.
Colin.
Colin?
Yes, Colin.
Colin, got it. Looks like Colin's busy and not quite in a space of moving as fast as you would like it to move. So it's not about not being interested. It's about not as focused as you're focused. So don't interpret silence as it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
You're just wanting it to move a little faster than it's moving. It's moving,
mm-hmm.
Colin moves at one speed and you move at another speed. So try to take a deep breath and not rush it, and it's going to be fine. If you kind of put energy on it like it's not moving fast enough, he's just going to pull away, and you don't want that. But it doesn't look like there's anything that you need to be worried about. I'm not seeing any kind of upset or any kind of detachment. It just feels like you're moving at 65 miles an hour and Colin's moving at 25 miles an hour. And this is kind of normal.
The other way around at first, but then I was like, oh, I'm not sure. But anyway,
say
really
what?
Like this person. I really like this person. And I mean, I know him.
Everything is, I'm not seeing, I'm running out of time here, but I'm not seeing there being anything that you need to be concerned about. Try not to focus on it like that. Try to give it time. If you focus on it like that, you're going to push it away. He's just not ready at the level that you're ready. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really does. That's kind of, you know, I think he's trying to take it slow. He was looking for and stuff like that. But, you know, like, okay, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, just take your time. Just enjoy the go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Go with the flow. Just enjoy it, okay? Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. You have a fantastic evening. Bye bye.
Likewise.
And I have run out of time. I have a few more people on. If I didn't get to you, please send me a note, and I'll be happy to answer your question either on the next show, or I'll try to send you an email. If you don't hear from me from the email, please drop me a line back. Sometimes I get caught in my spam filter. It happened the last time, and I'm sorry for the people I couldn't get to. I will be back next Thursday for more readings on the air. And next for Ignite and Evolve Radio, Intuitive Tea. God bless everyone, and have a fantastic evening. Good night.